Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
This morning, I'm delighted once again to be joined by Mo Carr, the CEO of HVivo. Mo, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm seeing more of you, so that must be good news, right?
Indeed, indeed. Once again. So, well, this morning you've announced the world's first pivotal three-phase human challenge trials for whooping cough. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've signed the letter of intent with a US biotech called Iliad Biotechnologies to run their phase three whooping cough challenge trial. And, well, this is probably the most significant challenge trial we have ever contracted in the history of the company for several reasons. And to be honest, not only for us as a human challenge trial provider, but potentially for the whole human challenge trial concept. So let me kind of break it down why I feel this is so important and so significant. So firstly, this will be the largest human challenge trial we will have ever run. It will be our first bacterial challenge trial that we will be undertaking. It will be a phase three challenge trial, not a phase two. So almost every other challenge trial we have run to date is a phase two. This is a phase three pivotal challenge trial, which means that the biotech company, Iliad in this case, have already had consultation with the FDA, and the FDA have supported the conduct of a human challenge trial together with a safety study to obtain licensure. So this is a huge step for us and a giant leap for the whole human challenge trial industry.
Okay, so talk me through why are Iliad conducting this trial and what's the main objectives or the desired outcome, I suppose?
Well, Iliad's main objective really is to get this potentially very useful vaccine to patients as fast as possible. Now, to run a phase three trial, you need to know where pertussis occurs and becomes very unpredictable. So economically, and also from a time point of view, it's almost impossible to run this trial in the field in the hope in catching the right area to get an increase in cases of whooping cough, which is caused by the bacterium pertussis. Whereas human challenge trial, as you know, we take in healthy volunteers, we inoculate them with the pathogen, in this case, Bordetella pertussis, the bacterium that causes whooping cough, and then we monitor them. And for Iliad's point of view, they will be able to get efficacy or effectiveness of the drug through the challenge trial, and they will also run in parallel a phase three safety trial. So by the end of both trials, they will have efficacy data and also safety data to then submit to the FDA to get approval and get this product to the patients who need them as soon as possible.
That's fascinating. But so why is this so significant for HVivo?
Oh, it's hugely significant, right? As I mentioned, this will be our largest challenge trial we have run to date. We are the world leader in human challenge trials. I mentioned, you know, before, we've run over 70 human challenge trials to date, inoculated around 5,000 healthy volunteers. Nobody else in the world has anywhere near the breadth of experience or the depth of experience that we have. And you know, we've advocated always that the human challenge trials should play a bigger role in the development of vaccines and antivirals or even antibacterials. And this is something we feel that we have been vindicated by to a certain extent, that the fact that the FDA supports the use of a human challenge trial for licensure. Also, because of our move to Canary Wharf and to a larger facility, we're able to accommodate this, including the build-out of a bacterial lab where we will be doing all the analysis for these studies. And on top of that, of course, it's going to be, you know, economically very good for our balance book.
Fascinating. Well, you touched there on your sort of Canary Wharf facility and sort of the human challenge trials that you're offering there. And I know we've spoken about it a few times, but is that facility suitable for bacterial challenge trials?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So if we had remained in an old facility, we really didn't have space to build out a bacterial lab. And since we moved to the new facility with our 50-bed unit, as well as a full laboratory on the floor below, we have the capability to build out a bacterial lab. And on top of that, we also have, a CL3 lab as well. So to your point, the Canary Wharf facility is ideal to run these type of trials because they're large. They require a lot of volunteers to be processed, and then a lot of samples to be analyzed across different parameters. So the Canary Wharf facility is ideal.
Okay. You said the pertussis, which I believe is that the whooping cough disease then?
Yeah, so Bordetella pertussis is the bacterium, a respiratory bacterium that causes whooping cough. This is very contagious. We've seen an increase in whooping cough cases. Just from 23 to 24, there were increase a factor of six, I think, in
Really?
cases in UK and the US. So it is cyclical, by the way, just so you know. But we know that the bacteria strain is evolving, and the current vaccine that are available, which majority of them have been around for a long time, their effectiveness and durability is waning. So, there is a need for a new whooping cough vaccine. And in Iliad, I believe, are at the most advanced stages of developing that vaccine. So, for us to partner them and help them in getting this vaccine to patients, we are proud. This is our goal at the end of the day. We help develop medicines to get to patients faster, and we believe that the human challenge concept is the fastest way to prove whether your drug works or not. And in this is case where I think the regulator is backing us, or backing Iliad, the biotech, and biotech company is also fully supporting us. And we are proud to partner them on this, and we wish them all the best in success with this development.
Well, Mo, as always, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and well, good luck with the challenge trials.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.